This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much, and welcome to Sports Saturday. And you know what? It's game day for some high school teams across the state, and who would have thunk that to be the case just a couple of weeks ago? But the basketball schedules are a work in progress. I think a lot of them are getting finalized as we speak. We had a game last night. Tuscola played last night. Vandalia's going to play today. Southwestern boys are going to play on Tuesday, and this is going to be a sprint to the finish for high school basketball as it will wrap up on March the 13th. We're going to have broadcast starting on Friday night on WSMI FM 106. Looking forward to that very much. Lot to discuss here on the program today, and you know we've got an officiating crunch that is coming quickly down the pipes. We're going to talk to official Louis Lang about all the different logistics that are going to go into getting officials lined out for all of these ball games. We're going to talk with Lincolnwood AD Josh Stone about 9:30. We got Steve Woolley with the Piasaw Birds coming up about 9:20. It'll be Coach Woolley's final season on the sidelines for Southwestern. We're going to start the program, though, with Litchfield Athletic Director Mark Elvers. And Mr. Elvers, thank you for a few minutes of your time. And have you had any sleep over the last 72 hours or so?
Not enough, that's for sure. It's been a busy and hectic few days, but an exciting few days. So.
Absolutely. I know the ADs in the South Central Conference, you guys were on top of it. You had a meeting basically as soon as the IHSA came out with their official season dates. Just take us through that process a little bit and what that day was like.
Well, we met here at Litchfield High School at 3 o'clock in anticipation of the parameters of the seasons coming out sometime around 4 o'clock. I think the email was received around 3:30, and once we got it, we got to work. We started figuring out when seasons could be played, how to play conference games, best matchups as far as what days of the week. I mean, do we need to go 2 days a week, 3 days a week, boys, girls, basketball? How do we need to divide those to get the games in that we wanted?
And
we stayed till they were done.
How many hours was that total then?
I would say we were here at least 5 hours.
Wow.
Maybe longer. And then from there you had to go and then dissect everything and start doing, making sure the gym's lined up and everything. I know Dan Stewart, who helps me in the AD department, and I, we were here till about 10:30 that night trying to just make notes of what we had done the day so we could get started again in the morning. So it was a full day.
And with small schools, there's always athlete crossover sport to sport. But it's going to be obviously different this year, Mark, with so many sports happening at the same time. You're getting sports crossing over that it normally cross over. But I anticipate that we're going to see our area coaches at all of our schools working with each other to make sure that the kids can maximize these opportunities.
For sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We kept that in mind as we were making our schedules. When do we want to end to give kids plenty of time to, if they wanted to play multiple sports, to do it safely and effectively. But it's tough, and you know, coaches are going to have to be more flexible. Things are going to be a little different. It's just a different year, and we have to think different. So it was some work, but it was worth it.
Talk with Mark Elvers, the Litchfield Athletic Director. And Mark, did you notice a different vibe amongst the kids in the hallways at school after this announcement was made?
Yeah, you could sense it when they knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions in class of, you know, when do we get to start? Do we know who we're going to play? Do you know when our season is? So, the kids were excited. They're ready to play something. They're ready to go. I think everybody's ready to play and get going again. Get back to a little bit of normalcy. Even though it won't look and feel quite the same, it's just good to be playing again.
That's exactly right. Right now the boys have 13 games scheduled, 7 at home, season opener at Nokomis on February 8th. For the girls,
yes.
12 games, 5 at home. They'll open the season Saturday, February 13th at Lincolnwood. And Mark, is this basketball season is going to fly by. It's going to be over before we know it, and then it's going to be into the spring season. And I know a big decision that you made at Litchfield was to not play varsity football in the spring. Just take us through that process a little bit, if you would.
Sure. Well, first of all, to go to the girls' basketball schedule, Kevin McDonald and I were in conversations on my way down here, so we're still trying to find a Nokomis-Litchfield girls matchup yet, too.
Excellent, because that's always been our traditional opener, Mark, so.
So the schedules are going to be fluid, that's for sure. Yeah. So we're going to do everything we can, especially to play teams we traditionally play or county teams. So we are still trying to make that one work. As far as football goes, you know, it's never an easy decision to make. The decision that was made, we had hoped in the fall we'd gotten some more kids out. Numbers were looking better. Had a new coach. Obviously, we couldn't do a lot, but we had a few contact days over the summer. There were some kids that were willing to try, I think, to make the change and see what it was about. As it got pushed all the way to the spring, some things had changed. Some of those kids played multiple sports and just weren't willing to give football a try between sports they traditionally played. Some of our former athletes had chosen, football players had chosen to go remote. So we had a few of those who aren't here for various reasons. And we didn't have any seniors to begin with. Last year we ended with one junior. He's no longer here, so he wasn't playing. So we didn't have any seniors. And the makeup of our team was more, I'd say, close to 60-some percent were going to be freshmen. And I don't think anybody in their right mind wants to see a 14-year-old kid go up against an 18-year-old kid. They tried that here a few years ago before I was 18, and I think it set our program back. You know, everybody likes to say football is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport.
That's right.
And when you start colliding 18-year-old men with 14-year-old kids, it's not fun. So that all weighed into the decision. We need to do what's best for our program so that this doesn't continue to linger like it has. How do we make it stop? How do we push this program forward? We have an excited group of freshmen. Our juniors have been great leaders, and they're ready to help lead this team. And we're going to approach the spring kind of like you would a spring college prep. We're going to play a JV schedule. We're going to practice. We're going to move forward with a new coach, installing new systems, and we're going to do what's best for our kids. And that's the main thing. We have to look out for us. We have to look out for our kids. We have to look out for the program. We have to do what's best. And if my son was in this situation, this is what I'd do. Our juniors have been great about it. They're anxious to help the new coach get going, and hopefully next fall, you know, we'll see a better product. We'll definitely keep kids around and be able to get back to good numbers at our varsity level in the fall of 2021.
Mark, you mentioned a couple of years ago that would be the junior group now. They got thrown in to that varsity fire. So for, I don't know the exact numbers, but for that group, they've never really got to get settled into maybe, you know, lower level type of football, getting thrown right into varsity. So from a learning experience, this should be a very productive spring for your program.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And you talk about the juniors, and we did. When they were freshmen, they threw them all in, and there were five of them left. And do we really want to do that again with this group's freshmen? I mean, you know, 14-year-old boys will tell you, yeah, I'll play varsity football.
Sure. Right.
In my 11 years, because they're proud, and they want to be tough. In my 11 years as head football coach, I had one freshman that started on the varsity level. I mean, and he was a big, strong kid. Kids that are mature enough to do that are very few and far between. And to ask kids, 14-year-old kids, to do it it's not smart. And as adults, we have to make adult decisions. We have to do what's best for our kids. We have to do what's best for the program. And that's why the decision was made.
Yeah, and I don't think – no one can argue on the merits that you are making the proper decision at Litchfield. And just as a whole, with this whole process. What has the community feedback been? Because everyone's been anxious. We've all wanted to get going, but I think we understood once the schedules were out, nothing was going to be perfect about this. But at the end of the day, we're playing, and that's all that matters to me.
100%. And I think the community feels that way. We're just happy to be playing again. We're happy to be on the courts coming up soon. Middle school starting basketball and volleyball this week, their first games. So we're going to actually be, we'll be playing some sports here, LHS and LMS. And then the following week, the high school's in full go. And kids are excited. I think it's just everybody's been cooped up so long. Everybody's ready, ready to get out, ready to get back to, like I said earlier, some sense of normalcy. And it's just exciting. It really is.
It absolutely is. And Mark Evers, thank you for all the work you've done here to get Litchfield in a position to compete this year. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Mark Evers, the athletic director at Litchfield High School, and the reasoning is so sound for not playing varsity football this year. As I've talked to Mark about this a couple years ago, and he was adamant then, and you heard him kind of reiterate the same thing today. You can't have freshmen playing varsity football like that.
No, he's absolutely right. And you know, hindsight's 20/20. Looking back, you hope they would have made the same decision back then had they been able to know what they knew going forward. But yeah, I mean, there's no point in living in the past. They're making the right decision now, and especially with no postseason, that adds to it. I mean, what's the point of trying to get out there and push a varsity season forward when there's no postseason?
And they're going to play a JV schedule,
right?
So you know, the group of juniors and the group of freshmen, they're going to develop and get so much better playing that JV schedule in the spring. It's going to benefit them big time when they get into the fall season. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Coming up, we're going to talk with Southwestern girls head coach Steve Woolley as he gets set to begin his final season on the sideline for the Piesaw Birds. We talk to Steve Woolley when Sports Saturday rolls on.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to have classic high school basketball coming up at 10 o'clock. It will be our final classic broadcast of the year, the 2007 Carlinville Holiday Tournament Championship between Lincolnwood and Riverton. That classic hoops game comes your way top of the hour here on WSMI FM 106. Now, we're going to have real live current high school basketball beginning next week. Right now, we're slated to have a doubleheader for you on Friday. Girls Hoops Greenfield Northwestern at Carlinville will be live at 6:30 Friday night, and we'll follow that up with boys action from Vandalia as the Vandals will entertain Hillsboro. Then when we get over to the 8th of February, we've got a doubleheader lined up. Litchfield at Nokomis Boys, I think live at 6, and then Hillsboro Rochester Girls live at 7:30 on FM 106. And we've got a few more games tentatively set on our broadcast schedule. You can check that out online at WSMIRadio.com. Going to catch up with Steve Woolley in just a moment here on Sports Saturday. And by just a moment, I mean right now. Joining us on the phone right now is Southwestern head coach Steve Woolley. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Tim.
Well, Steve, I don't know how you view this now, but there's no way you thought your last season on the sidelines was going to be like this.
Absolutely not. You know, after doing it for so many years, you know, you just kind of expect things to go the same way every year. And this was really a shock this year when we got into this situation. And then, as you know, it's been kind of a roller coaster, you know. Are we going to play? Are we not going to play? And so I'm just happy that we're in the situation we're in and we're going to get to play. And, you know, I really appreciate that for the seniors, you know.
And, I mean, you obviously have a set way and a set schedule of how you want to get your team prepared. This year, that's all out the window. So as you get set to start games here coming up on February 9th, where's your club at, and how much do they need to progress before that first game?
Well, like you said, it is a pretty unique situation, but we have been able to take advantage of contact days when they've been available and things like that. And we do have a group of kids that have started for, you know, a lot since their freshman and sophomore years, which obviously makes it easier in a situation like this because they know the system pretty well already. Junior class, you know, a class that's had some success in lower levels and stuff, and you know, those kids know the system really well too. So I don't think it'd be a huge transition in that respect. It's just more from a conditioning standpoint and you know, trying to get into mid-season form as quickly as possible since the season's shortened.
Hey, Coach, you might not agree with this, but I feel like over the years, I don't know that I've ever seen a Southwestern team that wasn't in shape. Now, that's my perspective. You might not see it the exact same way. But your style, the way you like to play in pressure, conditioning is so important.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I'd say coaches always want more. So, you know, you're never going to be satisfied with where you're at. But, yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate. I've had some really good kids in the program and that have put a lot of time into it and everything. So we're usually ready to go, and I think our kids now are very excited, you know, given the new news, and I think we'll be ready to go.
Do your kids appreciate the fact? I mean, they obviously know it's your last season, but do they understand and appreciate how much you have put into this program to get it to where it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think so, but, you know, kids are kids, and I don't know if they can keep, you know, see the big picture as much as what adults can, things like that. So, but for the most part, I believe so. I mean, and they take a lot of pride in what we do, and that means a lot to me, you know, and they show a lot of respect for the program. So, in their way, I think they do.
And, you know, thinking back, you don't see, especially not when you made the move, Steve, you didn't see a lot of guys who were boys varsity coaches move to girls varsity. Today that happens and you wouldn't think much of it. But when you made the move, it was like, wait, he's doing what? Take us back to that and just kind of the process there. I know your daughter coming up had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I had coached boys for 10 years as an assistant for 7 and then as a head coach for 3. And I had taken a group of young guys when I got the varsity job and took them through a good core group through their senior year. And then my daughter was coming up as a youth player in 3rd and 4th grade. The head coach at our school on the girls' side was leaving. I had the opportunity to go down to the middle school and kind of do the middle school and the high school program both. And like I said, I've said this before, it's kind of for selfish reasons. I wanted to get the program kind of built up before my daughter was going to get in it. And then, you know, after you spend that kind of time to turn things around and get some consistency going, it's just been real enjoyable because you get to see, you know, the benefits of your time, you know, at the high school level, you know, putting that time in at the lower level. And so it's just been sort of a labor of love for me. I really enjoyed coaching on the girls' side. The girls' game in my 20-plus years of coaching on that side has really evolved. And like you said, you're starting to see more guys, coaches, switching over to the girls' side, mainly because, I mean, the game, you know, years ago, I feel like there used to be a lot of difference between the boys and the girls in terms of play and stuff. But the game has evolved a lot. There's still, you know, just natural changes between athleticism and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as strategy and there's a lot more balance out there. Good coaches are running great programs all around. And it's just, you know, it's nice to see that evolve like that.
I mean, the girls' portion of the South Central Conference has been one of the best basketball leagues in the entire state for a long period of time. And you've had a lot to do with that. And you mentioned about the lower levels at the beginning. I don't feel like there was a lot of schools that were committing to organized girls basketball at that early of an age that many years ago?
No, like I said, there were very few programs when I first took over the girls program and that were, you know, really involved in the 5th and the 6th and, the, you know, having a good quality person in the middle school. And, you know, and I think all that, as more and more people started to do it, and see the difference, you know, it just sparked other people to do it. And now I feel like there's a lot of good quality programs in the area. So it's just been an evolution, and it's been kind of nice to see it.
You've had so many great teams over the years, but this squad that you have this year for your final campaign, this is the type of team that you want to have when you know it's going to be your last year.
Yeah, we've got a good mix of kids from, you know, post to guard play and, wings, and, you know, I mean, we've got a little bit of depth, and, I mean, we've got good kids that work hard. I mean, I'm just, you know, like I say, I mean, you know, I just want to see them play, and I wanted to get some games in, obviously, in my last year, so I just feel like it's a win for everybody. But, yeah, I am looking really, I'm positive and really looking forward to a good season.
Now, I know when Tony La Russa was in his final year, he got a little mellower. Are we going to see a more mellow Steve Woolley this year?
Well, I feel like I've been becoming more mellow the last few years. Some of that's just, you know, the kids and, you know, how you have to deal with kids now. It's been a big change for me, too, from the beginning to the end and just dealing with kids and stuff. And there is a lot of difference between how you have to handle kids nowadays. So I'm definitely more mellow, you know, and with no postseason play. I mean, you know, I just want the kids to have a good experience, and I want to have a good experience my last year. So you'll probably see a pretty mellow version of me.
And you're exactly right, though. Like, this year, it's not about wins and losses. It's just about the basic opportunity to get to compete. And wherever the chips fall, that's where they fall.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, and the kids, you know, I know you mentioned this with Mark. You asked the question, you know, have you seen a difference in the kids since they've been, you know, heard the news and got all that? And I have seen a little bounce in their step now that they have gone from maybe having a season to knowing that they have something in front of them now. I really feel like they're excited, and like I said, I'm excited. And I'm just happy that, like I say, we're able to get a season in.
And I just remember when I was in high school, school was a lot funner when basketball season was in session.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it'll be a little different, like you said earlier, too, you know, not having as many people at the games and things like that. We've always kind of liked to, you know, our student body's been pretty good over the years and been involved a lot and stuff. You know, we'll miss that kind of thing, but, you know, it's just great for the senior parents and the senior kids to, like I said, get a season in. So,
Steve Woolley, really appreciate a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and we look forward to seeing you down the road here shortly.
Yep, I've always appreciated you guys' coverage of the area sports, so continue to do it. It's great.
All right, thank you very much. That is Steve Woolley, and one of the best. I mean, you talk about having success at the boys' level and then just enormous success at the girls' level, and unfortunately, he's going to wind up never having made the state tournament, which is just one of those. It just shows how hard it is to make the state tournament because he has had some elite teams over the years, gotten to the super sectional several times, but could never quite get over that hump. And I wasn't going to bring up with Coach Woolley the game where they got hosed in the sectional. I wasn't going to do it. There's no reason to broach the subject with him about that right now. But perhaps when the season's over and we have him back on to talk about his career once the bow's put on, might have to bring that up. But that was a night to remember in Carlinville in that sectional. Both teams, Riverton and Southwestern, cheering on the floor like they had won. It was a surreal sight that night. So best of luck to Steve Woolley and his Pious All Birds as they get set for Coach Woolley's final campaign. Joining us on the phone right now is the athletic director at Lincolnwood High School, Josh Stone. And Josh, so not much going on. You're probably getting ready to take like some vacation days or something, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty slow and boring the last few hours, up 72 hours. I've been planning a vacation to Maui or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you won't be missed right now. You know, they won't be needing athletic director services. Obviously, this has been a week unlike any other. Just kind of from your AD chair in the panhandle, what's it been like?
It's gone roller coaster emotions, if you will, going from being really bored and not having a whole lot going on, and then this week hits, and it's just, you know, put your seatbelt on, strap in, and let's go. So it's been hectic. It's been crazy. But honestly, it's been fun for me. I enjoy it. It's a puzzle to put together. It's for the kids, so I'll do anything I need to get them on the court. So I've enjoyed every second of it, and the days have gone by so much faster.
Yes, they fly by. Now, what do your basketball schedules look like here?
We're looking at probably 4 to 5 weeks of games, no more than 3 games a week, and we're still planning on playing in the Waverly Holiday Tournament at the end of the season, so that week will be a little bit more hectic. But about 15 to 17 games I'm looking at right now.
And, of course, you know, this whole situation was no good for anybody. But on your girls' program, trying to get that thing established, this was happened at the absolute worst time.
It did. It was not the most opportune time for them, but Coach Milburn and Coach Bounds did a great job staying in contact with the girls. Our numbers are still really good for them. They did not have a drop-off. Really impressed with how the girls are still coming out, and they've been going to some practices outside originally, and now they're back in the gym, and they're excited, and they're working hard. So kudos to Coach Milburn and Coach Bounds keeping those girls active and interested in playing basketball during this time.
And basketball season, like you said, 4 to 5 weeks, is going to be a sprint. And then we get into the spring, and it's going to be different having volleyball and boys soccer, of course, and then football, which doesn't affect Lincolnwood in the spring. But, man, you talk about high school basketball, boys and girls, junior high basketball, junior high volleyball, high school volleyball. Where do you put it all?
We've got second gym open now, and we'll find a way, and our coaches are really flexible. I think I might be the luckiest AD in the state. I've got great coaches who are willing to work with me and patient, and you know, and I haven't had any turnover in 8 years in coaching, so these guys just know what they're doing, and I don't have to worry so much about them. I just have to give them practice times and game schedules, and they're ready to go.
You better knock on wood there, Josh. No coaching turnover in 8 years.
I knock on wood every day. So
That's a good way to start today. Knock on wood and get it out of the way.
Yes, but I've been really lucky with coaches, the coaching staff I have, and the administration we have. So it's going to be hectic trying to find them space, but we'll make it work. We're here for the kids, and we'll do whatever we have to get them on the court.
And the volleyball will be different because we're going to have the junior high school overlap, and certainly the case it's that way at Lincolnwood with Kimberly Denny running both. So how do you envision kind of that juggling act going?
Coach Denny and I talked about it several weeks ago, maybe months ago, about the overlap that could happen, and looking at the season and trying to keep the high school volleyball season and when it is overlapped, try to have fewer games at one and more games in the other. She's got great assistant coaches, and Skyler Crager coming in this year to help out that might have to take on a little bit more of a role as far as leading a junior high team or a JV team somewhere and having Coach Denny in two different places in one day. So we will make it work, and I think it's going to be exciting to, you know, just get that puzzle put together and get these seasons going. So it's going to be a juggling act, but we will make it work.
And Josh, you know, this is going to be one of those rare years where I think every single day kids are going to be excited to go to practice.
Yes, the practice is going to be energetic. They're going to be lively. They're so excited to get going. It's hard to keep them out of the gym as it is, and now they finally have freedom to get back in there. I think they've been really excited. They're raring to go. And I think Coach Milberg said today that they're having a really good practice so far, and the kids are just ecstatic to be going.
Talking with Josh Stone, the Lincolnwood AD, and Josh, you love sports, but you're a baseball guy at heart, and it was good to see that the IHSA did make the spring season longer, and it looks like a full postseason likely to be available for baseball and softball in the spring. So that was good to see. The seasons that lost everything last spring going to get pretty close to a full go at it this spring.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think the IHSA made a real point to have the sports that lost seasons last year have as much of a season as possible. So they did a really nice job with that, in my opinion. But it's a little later. It's going into the summer. But I got to be honest, I'm not going to miss the cold days at the beginning of the year for baseball this year.
The weather's going to be a heck of a lot better. That's right.
Yeah.
That'll be the football coach's problem.
But we're excited for it. It's Coach Farrell and I have been talking about baseball and trying to get things set up. And it'll be a fun season, that's for sure. But it's going to be different playing in the summer.
It will be. And everything about this year is obviously going to be different. But, you know, this is going to be a 4 to 5 month stretch that none of us ever forget. Regardless of, we talked about before, wins and losses don't matter. This is unique. And cross fingers, it's never going to happen again. But these next 4 months are going to be very neat, I think.
I think it's going to be really exciting. You're going to have a lot of games in a short time. You didn't have, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot postseason. There won't be those big games at the end of the season that where the title's on the line or anything like that. But it is going to be, you know, if you want to listen to basketball, if you want to watch it on some cameras and gyms, you're going to have a nightly chance to watch somebody play somebody where there's not a big lull in games or there's a big, you know, emptiness. It's going to be really compact, and it's going to be exciting. That's bad. I keep saying it's going to be exciting, but I'm excited for it to start.
Well, I think that's just kind of been the word of the week, is excited. I mean, we've all just been sitting around just waiting. You think an announcement's coming, then it doesn't come, and then when we finally got word that it was happening, I think just, yeah, excitement permeated throughout the entire state. And at smaller schools, we know there's going to be issues with the crossing over of the seasons, but there's no question that the coaches of each sport, they're going to work with each other, because you don't want to have to see kids choose between one sport or the other. Let them play them all.
I think we just lost him.
Oh, we just lost him.
I think we just lost him all of a sudden. He's gone.
He's gone, just like that. It happens from time to time.
We got a call. See if this is him calling back.
I bet it is. Talking with Josh Stone, the Lincolnwood Athletic Director here on WSMI Sports Saturday, and there's high school basketball games happening today. Next week will be the first really big full week of high school sports across the state. And we've heard the Southwestern coach Steve Woolley and Litchfield AD Mark Elvers talk a little bit about conditioning and how that's going to work out. And that was sort of leading into my question for Josh before we got disconnected. But, Josh, from a conditioning standpoint, basketball-wise, I don't know if the season will be long enough for anybody to really get in the normal type of shape. I think we just lost him again.
We did. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's might be on our end.
A bad cell area.
Could be. It sounds like it might be on our end, though. I don't know. Let me – hold on.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. See if we can – we'll try one more time to get Josh Stone back in the line. Third time's the charm, as they say. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kelsey, Occupational Therapy Assistant at Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital. Our pediatric occupational therapy team utilizes play-based activities to help children develop skills needed for everyday function. From daily activities such as eating or getting dressed to hand coordination needed for buttoning and handwriting, I love to help each child discover new abilities and independence. Teamwork Rehab provides specialized care you can count on at Hillsborough Area Hospital.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right. Josh, are you there?
I am here. I don't know what's going on with the phones, but I'm here.
Okay. Good deal. And I was just going to ask about conditioning. Normally, you don't think about that being an issue for the high school athlete because it's so much year-round now with these kids participating in things. But there's been a lot of sitting around the last 7 or 8 months. So conditioning is going to be a little bit more of an issue than normal times.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. The coaches have had some chances with contact days and open gyms before this all started to get the guys and girls in the gyms, but it's going to be a sluggish start. And like you said, I don't think they're going to have enough time to be fully conditioned by the end of the season, but I think everyone's kind of in the same boat, so it's going to be in the same playing level. But you're right, the game may not be as fast, and we may need some more breaks and wearing masks. A kid who used to play every second of every quarter, every game, may have to come out to get a breather just to get caught back up and then get back in the game.
And, I mean, that is going to be a big difference for this year, is obviously masks required for all sports. Does it seem like the kids have gotten adjusted to that for the most part, as much as they can anyway?
I've been completely impressed by the kids, and especially at school, wearing their masks, and Lincolnwood kids have not complained about it. There has not been an issue for us. I don't know if they'll ever be fully adjusted to it, and I think there will be some adjusting periods to playing basketball with masks on, but I think they're ready for it, and I think they'll be just fine. I think it's going to be a hiccup at first, and then it's just going to be kind of normal after week one or week two.
Can Matt Milberg still yell with the same intensity with his mask on?
I'm sure he'll find a way, and so will Justin Milberg. I think they'll aggressively coach the best of their ability. You know, it's going to be difficult because the gyms are going to be empty.
Right.
No cheerleaders, no fans. They're going to be heard no matter what they do. They're going to whisper and they're going to be heard now. So it's going to be a different atmosphere in the gyms for sure.
Just, I know you were ahead of this curve. You always say, I'm a tech guy. And you've had cameras set up with the ability for fans to watch from your cafeteria for a number of years. Now, take us through that process for Lincolnwood fans this year.
We do have the PixLock camera from NFHS Network set up and running. We're actually running a little trial version of today at 1:45 with the girls' junior high volleyball. They're kind of doing a virtual preview night today at 1:45. Just got to get on the NFHS network. There's a free setup, and we have paid the license fee for all of our fans to see home games at Lincolnwood for free through our camera. We've had a lot of great sponsors come in and help pay for that, and Creekstone Kettle Works to Martin Insurance to Brown Insurance to Bormita and Wood Farms and F&B. They've all kind of taken care of sponsorships. So Lincolnwood fans can see our games for free. Now, other schools that have the PixFlat camera, they'll have to pay a $10.99 and a monthly subscription fee for it, but that'll cover all the cameras in the state of the PixFlat camera. So it's going to be exciting so everybody can see the games at home still.
That will be a nice touch. Josh, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and it will be a busy, busy remainder of the school year here, but I think we'll all take it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting WSMI back in the gym, too, so we're looking forward to seeing you guys back there.
It's happening soon, my friend.
I hope so.
All right. Josh Stone, the Lincolnwood Athletic Director, joining us here on Sports Saturday. We need to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Louie Lang and the officials. It's going to be maybe the number one concern here moving through these high school seasons is officials. Are we going to have enough of them night in, night out to do what needs to be done? We're back with Louie Lang in just a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you very much. Coming up on, well, I was going to say coming up on Monday, we'll have the Brad Underwood Show. That's not true. They're taking a week off for the Coach Underwood Show, but they would have had a lot to talk about had they had the show after that big win for Illinois last night over Iowa, 80-75, and really certainly the best conference win that Illinois has had all year, and probably the best win they've had overall. So that was fun last night watching Illinois down Iowa. And then also last night, of course, the big baseball news. Looks like the Cardinals are finally going to acquire Nolan Arenado after years of discussing the trade. I was just tired of hearing it. It's like they're never actually going to pull the trigger on this deal. And lo and behold, if they didn't get it done, and all reports are that when the Caribbean series is over, Yachty will officially re-sign with the Cardinals. So you're looking at Nolan Arenado at third, Paul Goldschmidt at first, Yachty behind the plate. That is very, very solid for the Redbirds. They didn't have to give anything up, really, to get him either if the deal goes through. Cardinals spring training comes up February 27th, our first broadcast on AM 1540, FM 106.9 in 92.9. Joining us on the phone right now is Louie Lang, longtime IHSA official. And Louie, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. And free time will be a thing of the past for you coming up very, very quickly.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio again. And IHSA and IESA were short of officials, and now we're shorter on officials with everything transpiring. But the last 72 hours for me has been very hectic, busy. Had phone calls and texts coming in about 6 o'clock on Wednesday. The South Central Conference athletic directors were still meeting, but they were texting and wanting to know if I could be open on a certain date. And then the final text came in, or email came in, at 12:22 a.m. from Adam Euchre up in Williamsville, as he was needing a football crew for week 6. So my game 1 got canceled, but I get to go to Williamsville, the defending state champion, on week 6 of the spring football season now. So everything works out for the better.
You've been doing this a long time, Louie, and there's never been anything like this, of course, that has transpired. Officials are at a premium right now. How concerned are you about the current numbers and state of officials across Illinois?
Well, in the past, athletic directors have contacted me, you know, saying you've got a game scheduled at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. Here's the time frame. I've had athletic directors call me in the past couple of days asking me, when can you be here? They have adjusted their schedule to fit myself and my crew. Like on a particular Saturday morning, I have a game at 9 o'clock. I have a 3 o'clock game later that afternoon. On another Saturday, I have a game. I work a funeral for Bass, Pat, and Dean at noon. And then I have a game at 5 o'clock later that afternoon. So these athletic directors are definitely working with us, and us as officials are trying to do our best to work with them. And the best thing is the kids are back on the court playing. and we're back on the court officiating.
Absolutely, and the whole key to the kids being able to compete, though, is there actually to be officials there. I mean, we've all been at baseball or softball games in the spring. You know, it's 4:30. Both teams are ready to go, and it's like, why haven't we started? Oh, the umpires aren't here yet. A lot of people, you don't think about the officials until they're not there, and the game can't get played. And then with our current situation now, you pile all the junior high sports into the high school mix, and how is that going to work, Louie, like with the junior high and the high school? You got basketball happening, you got volleyball. It's all happening at the same time here.
Right. My February and March was pretty well empty until Wednesday night. Now I am basically booked Monday through Saturday for the next several weeks. But, you know, we're trying to adjust and help them. I'm trying to help out some athletic directors or principals, trying to find officials as I have in the past, which I intensely enjoy doing that for them. But it's definitely going to be hectic. And, you know, with some of the new rule changes, we do have to wear a mask as officials. Some of the other rule changes, you know, no jump ball, scorekeepers and everyone else, you know, still at the table, supposed to be separated. You know, supposed to sanitize the ball at timeouts and halftime, et cetera. So it's definitely going to be different, and I'll definitely miss some of the fans not being in the stands, because I can pretty well pick out some of the voices of the fans that always yell, and I'll definitely miss them. But, hey, wait until next year, it'll be better.
That's right. Louis, how long is the process for a new official? Is that been sped up at all during this pandemic? If someone maybe has never officiated before but realizes, wait a minute, there's a need for officials right now. Is that something that can get taken care of in short order to help out in the next few months, or not necessarily?
Well, I really don't know what the IHSA stands on that, but, you know, I would think they would bend the rules to help because, you know, they're back to playing. We need officials. I talked to a couple guys yesterday that said, yeah, I've been thinking about it. I said, don't think anymore. Do it. Mm-hmm. You know, IHSA.org, get on the website, get registered. You know, there's a lot of officials in this area that will take you under their wings to help you out in any way possible. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a different season. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back on the court and on the field. But the good thing is, you know, we're back to playing as of now. But, of course, things can change with a snap of a finger. But, you know, we just pray that everything stays as it is.
Well, that's exactly right. And I guess I know you do just such a great job of local outreach for anybody who might ever be interested in officiating. Just if you would kind of put that out there again for people, because I know you really are serious and legitimate about wanting to help these young people get into officiating.
Well, definitely. They can call the radio station at WSMI. You guys do have my contact number, and you can pass that on to them. I'd feel free to take phone calls at any time. I know there's several other officials, you know, that would be happy to help. You know, start at a junior high game. Don't go into a varsity game, a heated game. But, you know, you have to work yourself up. But some of the officials now, you know, will be working bigger games than what they have in the past because of the need of officials.
And, I mean, that is so true. And I guess we won't really know how it's going to work until we get in through the process. And as we look at the baseball and the softball season in the spring, Luke, I know you do all the sports, but softball is kind of your passion. And to not have the state tournaments last year was obviously a huge blow. But it's good to see that we're going to have more of a full baseball and softball season coming up this spring.
Well, it's great to know that you know my thinking in regard to softball due to the fact that I've been to the state tournament 3 times. So definitely that is my favorite. But the other sports are very important to me also. If they wouldn't, I wouldn't get out and, you know, spend time away from the wife and family and, you know, do what I do for the kids. But, you know, that's what it is. It's for the love of the sport and for the kids is what I'm out there for.
Louis Lang, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Hey, make sure you stretch out those hamstrings before your first game.
I knew you'd have to bring that up before we got done.
Well, I couldn't let that pass.
And let me make one other comment. Steve Woolley has definitely mellowed out in his last few years of coaching. I brought that to his attention. I brought it to his wife's attention, and both of them are in agreement. So I just wanted to pass that on that Steve, I'm looking forward to see how he is this year.
Absolutely. Louis Lang, thanks for a few minutes of your time, my friend.
Thank you, and I appreciate everything you do for the sports here in Mid-Illinois.
All right. And David, it's going to be you heard Louis talk about ADs calling him to say, what time do we need to schedule the game so you can come?
Yeah.
That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said many times, everybody forgets about the officials until they find out that they're not there. So, yeah, it's been a hectic, 72 hours getting everything scheduled, finding opponents. But, of course, we talked about it last week with Denny Held. You can't forget about the officials because no competition if you can't find any of those.
Nope, that's exactly right. So thanks this morning to Litchfield AD Mark Elvers and Southwestern coach Steve Woolley, Lincolnwood AD Josh Stone, and Louis Lang for giving us a little perspective here on what the week has been like for our area schools. And remember, phase four is the key to all of this. If we fall back out of phase four, high-risk sports, a.k.a. basketball, get shut down. And right now, Greenville, they've made their schedules, but they are not currently in phase four, so they will not be able to start play until they reach phase four in Region 4. And right now, Region 4 is the only region in the state still under Tier 2 mitigation. So Bond County, not real close to getting high school basketball underway here.
Yeah, that's really shame.
And I don't understand how Bond County wound up in the Metro East region. I don't process that in my head, but that's where they are.
Well, it's not that far from Madison County. So, and Madison County I would consider metro, but
I would too, but Bond County it might border Madison, but it feels like it's worlds apart.
Well, cuz I mean, I think, and maybe my geography is way off, but I've got a map here.
Oh, you got one of those maps?
Yeah. I was going to say Greenville's at the northern part of Bond County, but that'd be wrong. It's more in the central part of the county. So, glad I didn't completely make a fool of myself.
Well, yeah, not completely. You don't want to do it completely. You got to leave something for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just let my mouth make a fool of myself.
And you know, we heard kind of everyone allude to it. It's all tentative right now. You heard Mark Elvers talk about they're still trying to get him and Kevin McDonald, the Litchfield McComas girls game, scheduled. And we're going to see a lot of that, I think, as the year goes along. And the South Central Conference, they released had a press release yesterday from all the superintendents talking about kind of the guidelines that the South Central Conference was going to use for attendance and whatnot. It's only going to be home spectators allowed at the games. Of course, a 50-fan limit.
How do you monitor that? Home spectators.
Because you got to have a ticket to get in.
Oh, okay. So they're going to sell tickets. Okay, I got.
They're going to give tickets to the players.
Okay.
And then the players will give them to the fans.
I got you. Now it makes sense.
So that's how that's going to go. But they made a point of talking about, with the compressed nature here, if games get called off for whatever the reason may be, going to be very hard to make them up.
Yeah.
So likely, if a game gets postponed, there's just not going to be time to get it rescheduled. Well, it's not 100%, but likely.
That's why you schedule as many as you can right now. That way you have that cushion.
And the IHSA, they put no limit on the number of basketball games that you can play. They just are relying on the schools to be reasonable and responsible.
Sure.
And every schedule I've seen so far falls into the reasonable and responsibility.
We're not having practices this year. We're just going every game every day for 5 weeks.
Game every day for 5 weeks. Oh, boy.
25-game schedule.
They might, you'd be able to get more than that.
Well, if you played Saturday, then you did 30, if my math is correct. Yeah.
We'll have our first broadcast coming up on Friday. It'll be a doubleheader here on FM 106. You can find our broadcast schedule
as it is right
now. You
said the schedule of one is Wednesday.
Well, that was a mistake.
Okay, gotcha.
That was a mistake. The
Tim Mize doesn't make mistakes.
Well, I actually didn't make the mistake. I'm not gonna throw the person responsible under the bus.
Okay.
But that game's March 3rd.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Not February 3rd.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Especially this year.
We'll let it slide.
Well, I emailed the Vandalia AD Jason Clay yesterday to request permission to broadcast the Hillsborough Vandalia game on the 5th, except in the email I said the 8th. Close, you know. So many numbers and dates rattling around in the old head right now.
Tim Mize does make mistakes.
Well, you better believe it. More than one, my friend.
Okay.
More than one. Hey, we got classic high school basketball coming up here at the top from the 2007 Carthenville Holiday Tournament, the championship game, Lincolnwood and Riverton on the way following worldwide news at the top of the hour here on FM 106. Thanks to Mark Elver, Steve Woolley, Josh Stone, and Louis Lang for joining us here this morning on Sports Saturday. For David Jenkins, this is Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. When we talk next week, we will have had high school basketball on the airwaves. Have a great weekend, everybody.